我们大家一起再来念啊这一段的经文，再念一次。
Let's read these Bible verses together.
当他们聚集的时候
1, 2, 3.
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临到你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。我现在要请说英文的人来念这一段经文。
So for brothers and sisters who only speak English, let's read these two Bible verses together.
希望你们的英文版本都是一样的。
So, we may have different English translation version, but just read whatever version you have.
当然
I'm reading New International Version.
但是母语是中文的弟兄姊妹，你愿意念英文再念一遍也很好。
For those brothers and sisters who want to read English one more time, please join us.
Okay, when? Okay.
So one day met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at the time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the time or days the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
看起来我们英文版本还是不太一样。
It sounds like you have different English versions.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天真是一个伟大的日子。
This is such great day today.
你的儿子耶稣基督从死里复活。
Your son, only son, Jesus Christ.
他宣告战胜了死亡和罪恶。
He proclaimed that he had overcome the death.
战胜了撒旦以及一切邪恶的势力。
He has defeated Satan and all evil forces.
耶稣基督的复活带给我们全新的生命。
Jesus' resurrection has brought a new life to all of us.
使我们可以得从他的身上得着义，活在你的面前。
So we can regain righteousness and live a righteous life because of his resurrection.
主，求你特别在今天你自己赐福给我们。
Lord, may you bless us today.
让我们透过你的道来更加坚固我们的信心。
Through your words that we can be strengthened.
更加我们能够在聚会里面，让我们来经历你复活的大能。
So as we gather here together, we can experience the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
你在我们中间。
You are among us.
让我们不仅仅只是在我们的知识上知道你的复活。
Not only we know by knowledge that you are resurrected.
不只是我们一个传统的教义。
Not just for doctrine.
而是你自己在我们中间每一个人能够真正与你相遇。
But because of your presence that we can meet you today.
让你的复活能够发生在我们的生命里面。
So your resurrection really occurs in our real life.
使我们的生命能够跟你一起复活。
So we can be resurrected in our life together with you.
求你自己保守看顾下面的时间。
May you guard the falling time.
赐给你自己仆人当说的话语。
You know, gave your servant the words that he will preach,
伴随着从你天上而来的荣耀和权柄
with the glory come down from the heaven,
主求你自己保守每一个来到你面前来的人
Lord, may you help each everyone who comes before you today.
主求如果不认识你的，求主你自己将寻求你的心赐给他们
For those who have not known you, Lord, for those seekers, please give them a heart to seek you.
他已经尝过你自己恩典滋味的，求主你自己的厚恩再次的浇灌在他的身上。
For those who have been saved and know the salvation, please give more blessing unto those.
主在心里面有任何的忧伤、焦虑、沮丧，你今天复活的大能来医治他们。
For those in need, either for sorely failing or any physical illness, please heal them.
你自己的亮光来照亮每一个人的灵魂。
And your light shine upon us, every soul.
让我们能够真正在聚会里面，让我们能够得享你自己荣耀的福音。
So we can get the glory of gospel through this gathering here.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我刚才在开始的时候问弟兄姊妹平安。
In the beginning of today's service, I asked you with this typical greeting, "Peace be with you."
当我每有的时候讲到之前，会问大家说，弟兄姊妹平安。
Often I begin with my sermon by saying, "Peace be with you, brothers and sisters."
你们会不会很害怕？
Have you ever felt that you are afraid of my greeting like this?
你没有这种感觉，对不对
？You would not have such feeling.
如果有谁是很害怕的，你等一下散会的时候告诉我。
If you really have anyone kind of have a fear of receiving this greeting, you need to let me know after the service.
我会考虑换另外一句。
I have to think about using a different way of greeting.
但我希望不会是变成吓到别的人。
I hope I'm not going to say something that be frightening to others.
但是在新约里面。
But in the New Testament.
但是有一次的有一个人大向大家问安平安的时候把大家吓得半死。
It was once a time that such a greeting, peace be with you,were really frightening to others.
因为呢，当他们晚上聚会的时候，然后呢，把门关上。
Because when the disciples were gathering in that night, and they have shut the door completely.
因为他们害怕这个犹太人再来找这些耶稣门徒的，抓这些耶稣门徒。
Because they were so afraid of the Jews who were seeking to capture his disciples.
那个门关得严严的。
The door was completely shut.
突然有一个人进来说愿你们平安。
All of a sudden, a man walked in and said, Peace be with you.
这个人就是耶稣。
This is Jesus.
所以大家想想那个场景，我们门窗全部都锁好，都不开灯，因为怕太亮都引起注意。
So think about that scene, that scenario, that the door really completely shut and no light, and then a man walked in suddenly.
突然有一个人呢就进来对你们说愿你们都好吗
Then he walked in and saying Peace be with you
我们知道这是很可怕的
Well, it sounds like a pretty scary thing
但是呢这是耶稣复活的故事
But this is the story of Jesus' resurrection
门徒甚至还他们还没有真正意识到耶稣复活的事件
This is something that they had completely lost their awareness of this
所以当他们聚会的时候耶稣进来的时候他们会感到吃惊，感到惊讶。
So they were totally shocked when Jesus walked in.
耶稣的确复活了。
Jesus indeed has risen.
而且呢，耶稣复活以后呢，这个的行动超过了这个门徒的想象。
And what he has done after his resurrection really has gone much beyond what the disciples could imagine.
他的身体已经不再受这种空间的限制。
His body is not restrained by this physical world anymore.
所以即使关着门他都可以进来。
Even the door was shut, he could come in.
耶稣复活不只是一个灵。
So of course then the resurrection of Jesus is not about only spirit.
他是有真正的身体。
His physical body is resurrected.
但是那个身体呢又不像是我们这种受时空限制的身体。
But his body is substantially different from our body, which means restrained by the time and the space.
而他是一个荣耀的身体。
It's a glorious body.
他不受空间的限制。
It's not constrained by space and time.
也不会因为时间，也不会时间把它慢慢变老。
It's not going to be aging due to time.
所以当耶稣复活以后
After his resurrection,
那他展现给我们的，在保罗的叫做初熟的果子。
Well, Paul called this as the first fruit.
这个初熟的果子意思是我们以后都要长出来，都像耶稣一样。
Means that we will grow spiritually to be like him.
但耶稣是整个历史里面独一无二的，那到目前为止唯一的一个从死里复活的这个样子。
For the entire human history.Jesus is the only one who has risen.
但是因为耶稣太过于独特，以至于在整个人类的文化里面没有任何的类比性。
Because he is such unique, individual that there's no analogy or comparison you could find in the human history.
以至于什么没有人能够相信。
So that's how, you know, made people hard to believe.
这差不多是基督教信仰在一般文化里面所碰到最大的难题之一。
This is usually the greatest dilemma for the secular world about his resurrection.
我甚至在一个教会里面碰到已经是同工的人都觉得这个复活这个事情我还是不肯定。
Well, I've met some Christians that were not fully believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
但基督教信仰的核心就在耶稣的复活里面。
However, the core of Christian faith is Jesus' resurrection.
复活节远远比圣诞节重要。
It's very obvious that Easter is more important than Christmas.
没有复活节，耶稣只是一个普通人，出生了，死了，就完了。
Without resurrection, Jesus is very much like ordinary people. Lived, died.
That's it. 但是耶稣复活了，那就完全不一样。
But indeed, he has risen. So that makes the whole world different.
所以我们知道复活节是整个基督教才是基督教信仰里面最重要的节日。
So Easter is the most important holiday.
这是显而易见的。
This is very obvious.
我们圣诞节一年才过一次。
For Christmas, we celebrate once a year.
可是我们每周都过一次复活节。
But actually, we celebrate Easter once a week.
所以我们每一个礼拜天就是耶稣复活的日子。
Every Sunday, Lord's Day, is the day of Jesus' resurrection.
所以这叫七日第一日。
This is the first day of the week.
是因为耶稣从死里复活。
Because he's resurrected.
这就是为什么基督徒在礼拜天敬拜上帝。
This is the reason why we come to the church on Sunday to worship him.
我在这里可能我稍微解释一下。
Let me try to go a little more in terms of interpreting this.
曾经在美国1844年到1849年之间有人写了很多的这个文章攻击主日崇拜。
So it's once was in 1848-49, some people have really written very critical essay about the Sunday worship.
他认为主日崇拜，所谓礼拜天的聚会啊，这是完全违背圣经的。
They suggest that Lord's Day worship is really against the biblical teaching.
而且是违背旧约诫命的。
It's really against the commandments in the Old Testament.
所以他们不要在礼拜天聚会。
So they don't gather and worship on Sunday.
他要在礼拜六聚会。
They will worship on Sabbath.
这就是安息日。
On Saturday, yeah.
就是安息日会。
It's the Sabbath on Saturday.
所以呢，他们认为礼拜天是罗马皇帝的定的这个节日。
They believe that Sunday is chosen by Roman Empire as a special day.
其实这个英文 Sunday 也确实不够符合圣经的说法。
Of course, if you think about the English word Sunday, it doesn't seem to be in perfect alignment with the Bible.
你知道为什么叫 Sunday 呢？
Why is called a Sunday?
那是太阳神的日子，所以是 it's sun day of sun.
Because really, if you take the word literally, it's the day of sun.
这是太阳神的日子
God's sun. So this, yeah, it's the day for the God of sun.
圣经里面没有叫 Sunday.
So in Bible, there's never appears a word Sunday.
有一个更好的说法。
There's a better way.
这也是我最喜欢用的一个用法。
My favorite.
这个叫 Lord's Day.
It's called a Lord's Day.
这主日。
Lord's Day.
所以我们在礼拜天的时候，我们去教会叫什么？叫主日。
So when we go to church to worship on Sunday, it's called Lord's Day.
但是主日呢，可能好多人听不懂你在讲什么。
But when you say Lord's Day, some people may not be able to comprehend.
你对这个一般的人讲，对一般没有信主的人讲主日，他不知道什么日子。
When you say this to unbelievers, they would not understand what you're talking about.
但中文翻译的很好，叫礼拜天。
But in Chinese translation, it's better.
叫礼拜天呢，去做礼拜。
It means a day you go to worship.
Worship day.
A worship day.
所以这个主日不是从罗马皇帝给太阳神庆祝那个日子来的。
So really, the origin of Lord's Day has nothing to do with Roman's culture.
为什么早期在圣经里面第一世纪的时候就有人在主日聚会？
Why in the first century people come to church to worship on Lord's Day?
因为在门徒的耶稣的门徒的记忆里面，这个复活是一个最惊人的事件。
Because for in the memory of those disciples, Jesus' resurrection is the most memorable event.
而且他们啊，而且呢，在他们讲到他们的信息，全部都是跟复活有关系。
And really, the sermon or the preaching on Sundays.Oftentimes are related to the topic of resurrection.
而且很重要的是，他们之所以到处去传福音，正因为是耶稣复活之后。
Also, the drive of their effort in preaching gospel has a lot to do with their faith on Jesus' resurrection.
我们知道，当耶稣受死受难的时候，这个门徒呢，都灰心丧志。
We know when Jesus had his suffering and was died on the cross, the disciples went away and dispersed.
他们认为自己跟随耶稣的生涯已经结束了。
They kind of came to our conclusion that their career of following Jesus has come to an end.
耶稣告诉他们很多次，我第三天会复活。
Jesus told them several times that I will be rising the third day.
那些门徒什么都听不明白。
But they could not comprehend what he said to
them. 他们所理解耶稣的复活的意思说，哦，我们知道老师，你永远活在我们心里。
They maybe think about the resurrection is, okay, teacher, great teacher, you will live forever in my heart.
所以当耶稣死的时候，他们说我们怎么办？
So when Jesus died, they look at each other and seem to asking, what can we do?
平常呢，这个主意呢都是彼得比较多。
Typically, Peter, usually comes with the idea first.
那大家就看他咯。
So then people, the disciples all look upon Peter.
你们看我干什么？
Then Peter said, why are you guys are staring at me?
我不知道该怎么办。
I have no clue either.
彼得结果就这么说，该干嘛干嘛去吧。
So then Peter said something like, do whatever you want.
所以那大家说，那怎么会是这样子？
Then the people still,puzzling about how this could be.
你们不要看我，不要跟我，反正呢跟我没有关系了，我自己打鱼去，随你们的便。
Then Peter said, "Don't bother me. I'm going to go back, go fishing. You know, you do whatever you want."
那些门徒说，我们都已经什么都没有了，现在不晓得该说什么。他说你打鱼，我们也跟你去打鱼算了。
So the other disciples that seem to say that, well, we don't know what we're going to do. If you go back.Fishing, I'll come with you.
他们沮丧得不得了。
So they were really dismayed.
他们根本不知道该怎么办。
They have no clue about what to do next.
他们没有办法理解耶稣所说的。
They cannot comprehend.
他们根本没有可能在这种情况下再去宣扬耶稣。
It's almost impossible for them to preach the gospel and Jesus Christ.
那种痛苦、失落，他们我们是很难体会的。
So that feeling of dismayed and disappointed,
但是当
it's hard to comprehend.
当耶稣复活以后，这些人呢，发现了个个都变了个人似的。
But when after Jesus was resurrected, every disciple seemed to have become a different person.
当耶稣被抓的时候
，When Jesus was captured,
彼得跟着他。
You know, Peter followed him.、Actually.
人家跟看着彼得说，你好像跟他是一伙的。
So someone asked you are from the same group.
彼得说什么？
What did Peter say?
彼得说也把我一起抓吧。
Did Peter say that, you know, catch me as well?
没有，他说不是啦，别乱讲啦。
He didn't say, you know, it's not me.
那结果呢？那第二个你说的，你口音暴露了，就是跟他一起的。
Then the second one saying that your accent really manifests reveals that you're from the same group with Jesus.
你们这个说话是加利利调的。
So because you have this Galilee accent.
所以呢，结果这个彼得结果怎么说？他说我发誓我不是跟他一起的。
But Peter said that I swear I'm not with Jesus.
突然有一个人说，我想起来了。你真的是跟他在一起，我想起来了。
Then there's another one saying, "Oh, I just remember that you were with Jesus together."
彼得说什么？说我不是。
Then Peter said again, "No, I'm not the guy."
但是这种情况，当耶稣复活以后，完全变了。
But when Jesus was after Jesus was resurrected,
没有人问彼得
whole things has changed to Peter.
没有人问他。
No one now coming to ask Peter.
他
again.
他自己站出来说，我跟耶稣是一伙的。
But he stand up himself and saying, I'm the guy, you know, from Jesus, follower.
你们必现在你们一定要相信耶稣。
You must believe in Jesus.
结果呢，这些人说，你不要讲了，再讲把你抓起来。
Then the crowd said, you know, don't say this. If you say anything about Jesus, I'm going to put you in prison.
这个彼得说什么？
What did Peter?
他说抓起来也要讲。
He said, even you put me in prison.
结果人家把他抓起来打了一顿。
I will not stop preaching, and he was beaten badly.
你不能再讲，再讲还有更严重的后果。
Then people warned him that you will be even beaten badly, or even worse consequence will wait for you.
彼得想都没想说不可能。
Paul, Peter has even not have any hesitation.
说不讲是不行的。
About preaching Jesus.
这是我做不到的。
He cannot help. But
甚至有人
preaching Jesus.
要把他杀了。
Even some people were, you know, warned of, you know, killing him.
但是耶稣的门徒个个都到处去见证耶稣。
But every disciples went out preaching gospel.
这种转变是因为什么？
What happened to such a transformation?
我们很多人认为呢，是耶稣的门徒制造出一个宗教事件。
Well, some people suggest that his disciples created a story about Jesus' resurrection.
我要特别提醒大家呢，耶稣的这些门徒大部分都是胸无大志。
I have to tell you that, most of the Jesus' disciples are not those with, long-term goals.
他们也没有受过什么特别好的教育。
They did not have a good education.
所以他们不是那种那种什么想要创立一套教育礼仪什么世界性的宗教，他们不是那一类人。
They are really not quite the people who want to create a religion or develop some sort of doctrine.
这让我想起来曾经有个德国人。
Now it reminds me of a German scholar.
我要反对基督教，我要重新再创一个宗教。
He once said that I'm opposing Christianity, I'm going to create a different religion.
结果那个人说，我支持你。
Then there's another
另外一个人，他的朋友说，我支持你。
Then one of his friends said, "Yeah, I support your idea."
不过呢，我有个条件。
But I have only one condition or prerequisite.
你先去钉十字架，三天后再回来跟我商量。
He said that you need to go on the cross, be crucified for 3 days, then come back to talk to me.
他的否则就不要再讲了。
Then stop talking it.
所以基督教不是耶稣那些门徒所能够他们所能够想出来的。
So Christianity was not really conceived by his disciples.
他们到处传扬耶稣只是因为一个原因，他们就是看见了。
They went to every place to preach gospel and Jesus. That is just because they have seen him.
他们彼得说我们看见了我们不能不传。
Paul said that for what I have seen, I cannot stop preaching.
而这个门徒有计划的到全世界各地去传福音，这个更是因为耶稣复活以后的差遣。
Of course, then they seem to have this plan to go all over the world to preach gospel. It's because the commission of Jesus.
所以在上个礼拜天里面，我提到耶稣是走向耶路撒冷。
Last Sunday's sermon, I was talking about Jesus going to Jerusalem.
这是一种受难与成全。
So this is really about his suffering.
而这个礼拜天呢，我们要讨论的是耶稣复活，然后在耶路撒冷，耶稣离开耶路撒冷是复活和差遣。
Then today I'm focusing on the Jesus' presence in Jerusalem, and then his commands to send his disciples.
也就是要这些人离开耶路撒冷。
He sent his disciples to leave Jerusalem.
我提过了，在路加的整个神学里面。
I've mentioned before that the theology according to the book of Luke.
两本书，路加跟使徒行传。
Oh yeah, the theology based upon the books of Acts and the book of Luke.
那么在这两本书里边，路加是耶路撒冷是作为一个核心的点。
In the book of Luke, Jerusalem is the focal point.
在整个路加福音里面，耶稣一直要往耶路撒冷走。
In the book of Luke, you can observe that the journey of Jesus to Jerusalem.
在那里受难，成全上帝的救赎。
And then he had the suffering and died to fulfill God's will.
在使徒行传里面呢
But in the book of Acts,
那是离开耶路撒冷。
It's a different journey that Jesus left Jerusalem.
所以这个福音要传遍全世界。
Then the gospel will be spread to all of the world.
所以你发现这边是上耶路撒冷，这边是离开耶路撒冷。
One is about going in a journey to Jerusalem, the other one is departing from Jerusalem.
而在刚才我们念过的这个特别第六节到第八节的这段经文里面，也就是说你们要从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚以及的犹太全地撒玛利亚到地极做我的见证。
For the two Bible verses we particularly just read a while ago, Jesus talks about they have to leave Jerusalem and go to the Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
那在这节经文呢，被称为整个使徒行传里面的最关键的钥匙一样的一节经文。
So these two kind of golden verses are called as the key.Of the book of Acts.
就是能够打开整本使徒行传。
It really opened the door to the understanding of the book of Acts.
而在这个路加的这个记述里面，就是他们先在耶路撒冷传福音，然后到撒玛利亚，到犹太全地，到撒玛利亚，最后到地极去传福音。
In Luke's recording, they have to go to, they will leave Jerusalem, go to the Judea, and then Samaria.And then to the very ends of earth.
是整个他的叙事的次序。
So the sequence of his recording.
在这段经文里面呢，这个这为什么会讲呢？是因为这个耶稣的门徒他们问耶稣问题。
The reason Jesus has put this sequence is because his disciples once asked him about.
我们知道这里有个背景，就是耶稣复活已经四十天了。
We have to remember the background here that when Jesus has already.Lived with them for 40 days after his resurrection.
那所以这个门徒跟耶稣在一起，他们的充满的这种信心和盼望。
So the disciples were with Jesus together, and they are full of hope and faith.
但是他们一直有心中很大的一个疑问。
But they still have this big question in their heart.
他们非常焦虑。
They were anxious about it.
他们很着急。
They were even really anxious about what to do next.
就是他们到了最后的这个第四十天的时候呢，他们就斗胆来问耶稣。
When it comes to almost the end of 40 days that Jesus will leave on the earth after resurrection, they ask Jesus.
他们好像感觉到耶稣又要再走了。
They kind of sense that Jesus is going to be leaving them.
可是他们所关心的那个事情，耶稣还没有任何行动。
But the thing that they have cared most.Has not been suggested by Jesus in any way.
所以这个门徒呢，在这里的问话里面，你注意到他非常直接，而且很强迫性的这个语言在里面。
So you pay attention to the way they ask Jesus, which is really imperative.
他说：“你复兴以色列国。”
He says that restoring the kingdom of Israel.
门徒不是问你什么时候要复兴以色列国。
They didn't ask when will you restore the kingdom of Israel.
大家注意到门徒要的时间是什么
You have to pay attention to for the time that the disciples has required.
我们早上至少念了三次，但大家没有注意到门徒要的时间是什么
What is the time that the disciples are expecting?
门徒问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国是在什么时候啊
Did the disciples ask about when, my Lord, would you restore the kingdom of Israel?
他说什么就在这个时候吗
Because in their questioning, they emphasize at this time.
是什么意思啊？这就在提醒耶稣。
What does that mean? Because they are
你好像又要走了，可是大事还没有做成呢。
They were prompting Jesus that you are about to leave, but you have to do a great things before you leave.
所以他们的意思说，你就是现在要开始做了吧。
So they were really kind of suggesting to Jesus, are you about to begin this?
如果有一个人问你说，你什么时候要离开这里？
If someone asks you, so when are you going to be leaving here?
你可能说三天后，两天后。
You may answer by saying two or three days later.
如果有个人说你现在要走了是吧
？If someone asking you, are you leaving now?
你会怎么说
？How would you?
二话没说就直接走了。
How would you reply? Probably you will disappear right away.
所以当耶稣的门徒问耶稣说：“你复兴以后就在这个时候吗？”
Oh Lord, are you going to at this time restore the
kingdom of Israel? 意思就是说你不做没时间了呀。
Is actually suggest, in other words, they are suggesting if you don't do it, you won't be able to do it.
你要做什么赶紧就是最后的机会。
If you want to do it in a hurry, do it.
他们心里焦急得不得了。
So they were really anxious about it.
可是耶稣呢复活之后40天没有动静跟他们在一起好像很悠闲的样子。
But if you look at what Jesus has been doing, he's been in peace, easy for the 40 days.
大家知道为什么?
Do you know why?
因为以色列人对弥赛亚的期待就是一个政治的、一个军队的那个弥赛、那个君王。
Because you have to understand the expectation or the hope of Israel for the Messiah, it's our king with political and military power.
而他们已经700多年没有自己的国家。
And they have really, lost their country for more than 700 years.
700多年自己的国家的主没有自己独立的这个主权国。
Yeah, they did not have an independent country for more than 700 years.
耶稣既然是弥赛亚。
If indeed Jesus were the Messiah.
那么他到底什么时候才会实现这个上帝的这个拯救以色列这个国家的这个计划呢？
After all, when will he restore the kingdom of Israel?
所以这个耶稣的这个回答非常有意思。
So the reply from Jesus is very interesting here.
大家请在这里我要特别提醒大家。
I want to really remind you to pay attention to this word.
我们同样强迫别人回答就是说 yes or no.
When we force someone to answer you, we typically expect a yes or no answer.
再说就是出于拿二者的了。
So if you say something again, that's really from the evil.
如果说别说多了，就是如果除了这两个之外，那就是魔鬼说的。
If you say something more than yes or no, that will be the words from Satan.
那耶稣在这里怎么回答？
What did really Jesus reply?
耶稣说是还是不是？
Jesus say yes or no?
而且这个门徒的问题有双重的困难在里面。
Of course, this is a double dilemma.
耶稣不能够回答说我没有这个计划。
Jesus probably is not supposed to say, I don't have such a plan.
因为上帝确实要复兴以色列。
Because that's God's will to restore the kingdom of Israel.
可是这个门徒又强迫他，又在这个时候。
But the disciples push on a button for him to answer.
所以耶稣的这个回答没有那么简单而直接。
So Jesus did not give a brief, simple and direct.
但是他现在要告诉这个门徒呢，有几件很重要的事情。
But what he was telling the disciples are very important too.
第一个重要的事情就是这个复兴的时间不是你们可以知道的。
The first important message he is sending to his disciples is that the time of restoring the nation of Israel is not by you but by God.
这是上帝内在的奥秘。
This is a really inherent secret from God.
你不晓得。
You do not know.
我要特别提醒我们今天很多人喜欢说预言的人。
I just want to remind those who, like or good at telling prophecy.
最坏的那一种就是要预言耶稣什么时候来。
The really worst prophecy you can make is to predict the day, the time, Jesus' second coming.
大家知道加州那个广播电台那个人已经预言过好多次，那没有不准。
You know, there's a pastor in California who has a radio station, has made three times predictions.
他是从前年还是去年，我忘了是前年还是去年，他宣布从今以后不再说预言。
I remember like 2 years ago, then he made a decision that he will not do any prophecy on Jesus' second coming.
感谢上帝，他终于有闭嘴的时候了。
Praise the Lord that he's not going to continue to make any prophecy.
很多人预言耶稣再来。
So many people trying to make prophecy.
另外一种就是什么说预言，什么时候会发生什么事情。
Then there are people making prophecy about one and what.At what time and in what way certain things will be happening.
什么时候中国会大复兴?
Because they're talking about one China will be reviving.
什么时候美国会大复兴?
The United States of America will be reviving.
他说自己看到异象。
They say they will have this vision.
他说自己有预言,
they will have this prophecy.
我们在这段经文里面要得到教训。
So we really have to be reminded or warned from these Bible verses.
上帝复兴他百姓的这些日期，这是奥秘。
So Jesus suggests that this is such a secret from God about the time of restoring the kingdom of Israel.
但是耶稣现在告诉门徒，但这个复兴真的要来了。But
also, Jesus also reassured the disciple that the revival is coming soon.
说，当圣灵降临到你们的身上。When
the Holy Spirit comes on you,
你们就必得着能力。You
will receive power.
耶稣第一告诉门徒，我们不知道复兴什么时候来。Well,
first of all, he told the disciple, we don't know for sure what time.
但第二个呢，耶稣告诉门徒，圣灵降临在你们身上，这个复兴要开始了。Secondly,
he told the disciples, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, the revival is starting.
大家注意，这里有一点，可能有些人有点混乱，你要我补充一下，就是第一点是指一种末世性的复兴。So
let me try to clarify some possible confusion here. The really revival. It's more in a revealing.
是指世界的末了。
Yeah, it's revealing to the ends of the world.
那接下来耶稣讲到是现在马上要发生的事情。
Then secondly, Jesus is talking about something that is about to happen.
耶稣回答他的门徒说：“圣灵临到你们，你们要到处去做我的见证。”
So Jesus said that when Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be witness for me to. Everywhere.
这是一个复兴的到来.
So this is a revival.
这是一个新以色列的复兴.
So this is a revival of a new Jerusalem.
我上个礼拜说，耶稣去耶路撒冷，然后要求人离开耶路撒冷.
I have my sermon on Jesus' journey to Jerusalem, and this week I'm focusing on his departure from Jerusalem.
那个离开耶路撒冷是意思是要去。 建立教会就是新耶路撒冷。It
means leaving Jerusalem, old Jerusalem, and to build church means you're building a new Jerusalem.
所以耶稣在这里告诉门徒说：“你们不要走，你们一定要在耶路撒冷要等。”But
so then, what next? Jesus said, "You don't leave Jerusalem right away. You have to be waiting here."
就等到圣灵降临的时候。You
have to be waiting for the time when the Holy Spirit comes down.
上帝对 全球的那个复兴计划就开始了。God
will launch his revival plan for the entire universe.
所以耶稣差遣他的门徒。So
Jesus was trying to send his disciples.
要离开耶路撒冷。Departing
from Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是犹太人的中心。Jerusalem
is the center of Jews' life.
他们有最大的圣殿。
They have the biggest holy temple.
有最为庄严的仪式在那里举行。
They have the most solemn, you know, ceremony being held there.
那里有最完整的保持的这个经卷。
They have the really best preserved, you know, Bible scrolls.
在那里有最好的神学院。
They have the best theological seminaries.
最多的这个 伟大的拉比全部在那里。They
have the greatest rabbis.
那他们每一个安息日都是那些最有名的人在那里教导。When
it comes to the Sabbath day, they have the most famous preachers to sermon.
但耶稣说离开耶路撒冷。But
Jesus said, leave Jerusalem.
因为犹太的那种有地区性的宗教已经成为过去。Because
the Jewish religion that's restrained by the geographic location has gone.
一种民主性的宗教要成为过去.
Our democratic type of religion has gone.
现在要变成全球的.
It become a global religion.
现在是要超越种族、地域、文化.
A religion will go beyond ethnicity, geographic location, and culture.
而直到地极.
And to the very end of the earth.
使徒行传的结束的时候,
in the end of the book of Acts,
是讲到保罗去罗马传福音。
It talks about Paul's journey to Rome.
保罗的目的地不是罗马，而是西班牙。
Paul's original destination was not Rome, but Spain.
为什么要去西班牙？
Why Paul was thinking about going to Spain?
在当时的世界的观的地理观念里面，西班牙就是地级。
Because in those time, you know, in people's mind, Spain is the end of the earth.
我可能不只提过一次，就是那是因为有一个故事。
I mentioned it before about the story.
那个年轻的亚历山大，希腊亚历山大大帝。
The young great king of Greece, Alexander.
他站在那个西班牙海岸。
He once was standing on the coast of Spain.
我很年轻。
He said, "I'm still young."
但世界太小。
But the world is so small.
为什么？因为他打到了天涯海角。
Because he has conquered.
面对的是什么？面对的是汪洋大海。
Then he's facing such great ocean.
所以他就汪洋。心叹
Then he sighed, you know, by facing the ocean.
然后他就说，怎么没有地方可打了？
Then he sighed about no place to conquer.
所以在当时的欧洲人的观念里面，那这个西班牙就是世界的地的最末了的最边缘的地方。
So at that time in people's mind, Spain is the very end of the earth.
你们知道当时人的地球观念不是圆的。
You have to remember that people's,
是四方的是平的
yeah, people's at that time their perception of Earth is not a sphere but a flat.
所以保罗说我要去西班牙。
So Paul said, "I'm going to Spain."
因为这是耶稣的差遣。
Because this is the commission from Jesus.
耶路撒冷不再是成为信仰的中心。
Jerusalem is not going to be the center of faith.
现在要去到全世界。
But now I'm going to all over the world.
我们知道在复活节的时候我们要想起耶稣复活的差遣。
So we have to remember that one thing that we need to celebrate or remember on Easter is the commission of Jesus.
去报告耶稣复活的消息。
Go to report his resurrection.
我想问大家我上一次受洗洗礼礼拜的时候讲到讲什么。
I want to ask you one more question.What did I say when I conduct my last, you know, baptism? What did I say last night?
有没有人记得?
Does anyone remember?
你们知道牧师工作真的是很辛苦了。
So you can tell, you know, it's not easy job for pastor.
那为什么呢?
Why?
讲第二次呢,他就说,好像讲过了。
Yeah, if you say something twice, then people say, you have taught this before.
可是呢,只讲一次呢,又记不住。
If you only say once, you would not remember, right?
所以好好复杂啊，对不对
？It's complicated.
我上次受洗讲人来人往的教会。
Okay, in last baptism I conduct, I was talking about a church. People come and go.
我们这个教会的特点就是什么？今年人来，明年人走。
Really, for our church, it's really very much like that. We have people come this year.And leave next year.
我记得已经为蛮多的人受洗了。
I remember I have baptized quite many people in this church.
可是呢，我们的教会没有明显感到这个好像人多很多。
But we don't really feel that we have a increase of the number of congregation.
有时候我想一想是怎么回事呢？
Sometimes I was puzzling about what's going on here.
但是想起来，我们常常开欢送会，哦，就觉得能解释了。
Oh, then I kind of remember we oftentimes do this farewell party. That's why.
所以我们知道今年夏天又要送走好多人。
We know when this summer is coming, we're going to say goodbye to quite a lot of people.
我们真的我希望我们弟兄姊妹能够为这些事情来祷告。
So I really want you to pray for this.
不要把它只是看成一个自然的流程。
Just don't take it as something happen naturally.
第一，我们教会确实需要同工。
First of all, the church really needs co-workers.
很多人离开以后，我们会碰到很大困难。
So we are going to face difficulties when our co-workers leaving.
我们求神呢，如果不是送来更好的呢，至少差不多。
So we really pray for the Lord to send more co-workers, if not better, at this in same quality.
但第二，我们知道呢，这个把人送走，这不是件简单的事情。
Secondly, say goodbye to someone is not easy.
我今天要透过这个经文来跟大家分享更进一步的。
So through these Bible verses, I want to really send another message to you.
我们不只是一个驿站啊，让人来人往，然后我们在这个地方。
So our church is not only a courier station.
我希望我们的教会是一个差遣。
I want our church, it's a station that we send people out.
很多人来 Santa Barbara 觉得这个地方很好，不想走。
Some people came to Santa Barbara, I really
found in love, is it? 我们教要做一个工作就是 go.
But what our church to say to them, go.
所以不要留在这个地方。
Don't leave here.
我看你们教会人都不多了，再走都不行了。
So people may wondering, you know, you don't have enough people, why are you saying go?
你就说你平平安安的去吧。
You just say, go, peace be with you.
我们知道我们有真舍不得很多弟兄姊妹的离开。
Of course, we have this pretty complicated feeling about brother sister's departure.
我提一个事情，大家在礼拜五的时候都看到我们的快乐表现的不错，对不对？
Now, I want to mention one thing that for the Good Friday service, the choir's performance was pretty super.
如果你理解了我们成立的时间这么短，排练的时间这么短，又是全粤语的情况下，你就知道这是很不简单的。
If you understand that we really did not have quite a lot of practice time, and there's a lot of flax of people coming.
他们的表现甚至给了我一点这种音乐野心的想象力。
So their performance on Friday really made me think big and ambitious.
但是你要知道，当我们今年暑假的时候，可能最重要的可能走掉一半。
But when you think about that, the some of the choir member will be leaving us this summer.
你就知道这是很困难的。
So you really feel so sad about it.
我以前最讨厌的就是教书的事情。
You know, I used to be in dislike of, you know, teaching.
为什么呢？我好不容易训练一个学生差不多，结果他到升到别的地方去了。
Yeah, it's really hard for it's a hard feeling that you have taught someone, instructed someone, then he's leaving, go elsewhere.
但我们要去克服仅仅这种啊这种情感上的。
So we have to find a way to overcome such a emotional trap.
我们需要放下一些自己的感受。
We have to let something go.
我们总是希望人来，然后舍不得人走。
So we just cannot only expect God will bring more people and then have problem for allowing others to go.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是这样的话，我告诉你，你很快就会心碎。
So if you're really in such a mindset or mentality, you will for sure have a broken heart.
不知道这个在这里几十年的这长老们、老弟兄姐妹们，他们是不是已经练成了什么铁布衫的功夫？
So you must have guessed that for elders and deacons here in the church,They have really have trained and practiced and become Kung Fu master.
但是我希望我们弟兄姊妹有我们有更加超越的看法。
So I want you really find a way to be able to go beyond and overcome.
我们不只是陷在这种情感里面。
We're not just trapped in emotional feeling.
那否则我们真的要一生都要被情为情所困。
So then probably you're going to live a life that being so miserable emotionally.
我们有个更大的意向。
We should have a greater vision.
在复活节我们来提耶稣的复活节来提醒我们是要差遣人离开。
We are reminded on Easter that Jesus has given us this commission to go and preach gospel.
我们需要把这个耶稣复活的消息能够向更多的人、更多的地区去传扬。
We can preach this good news, the resurrection of Jesus, to many parts of the world.
我们的教会希望是一个差遣的教会。
Our church is a church we sending people out.
每一个弟兄姊妹在神那里都有意向，我们要成为有一个差遣，这差遣成为差遣者。
Every brother and sister share this vision that we will be sending.
我们知道这个世界很多人被死亡所捆绑。
We know sometimes people live a life which is tied by the death.
一生活在这种死亡的阴影里面。
They live in the shadow of death.
但复活耶稣复活的光芒可以去照亮他们的生命。
But the shining, the light of Jesus' resurrection will shine upon us.
我们不只是自己享受聚集在教会里面，而且我们要去面向这个世界。
We shouldn't just try to enjoy the fellowship and gathering here in church. We have to go out and preaching gospel.
我讲一件事就结束。
Let me conclude my sermon with one story.
在奥地利曾经有个很出名的、很伟大的音乐家。
In Austria, once there was a great composer.
他的名字叫马勒 ，Gustav Mahler.
His name is Mahler.
他在写完第一交响乐的时候。
When he finished his composing of the number one symphony,
他的生命充满了各种的纠结痛苦。
His life was filled of sorrow and sadness.
你知道他的听他的交响乐里面那种层层被撕裂的那种感觉。
So if you listen to his number two symphony, you feel your heart is torn.
Number one. Number two is big different.
Number two is a different music. Yeah.
那结果他在构思他的第二交响曲。
Then he was about to compose the second symphony.
他怎么也没有办法写不出来，痛苦那种沮丧，抑郁的不得了。
Then he was really struggling. He has no talent to compose.
这个时候教他指挥的那个他的老师死了。
Then at that time his teacher, for conducting.Passed away.
他去参加他的追思礼拜。
He went to his funeral.
当那个教会里面那个唱诗班唱出来那个复活的这个诗歌，有个德国人写的赞美诗，写那个复活的诗歌。
And then he was listening to the presentation of the choir about the theme was about Jesus' resurrection.
他说自己好像一下子被闪电击中一样。
And then he said he was almost like shocked by the lightning.
大家知道这个德国最开始喜欢复活节问安，就是复活了，他真的复活了。
So, Jefferson mentioned earlier on, the Germans used to greet on Easter that he has risen, he has indeed risen.
这个马勒在心里面就喊着说他复活了，真的复活了。
So in his heart, Mahler really cried out, he has risen.
他的第二交响曲的 title 就叫做复活。
So then he found,The title for his number two.
在第四
symphony,
第五乐章里面
Resurrection, the title is.
在第四第五乐章里面
Then in the chapter 4 and 5.
Moment 4 and 5.
In the moments 4 and 5.
那么在那个地方呢，他用那个歌词赞美诗唱出来，那个复活的光芒照亮他的灵魂。
Then he come to the words of praising that the light of the Jesus.Resurrection shining.
我每次听到这个地方的时候都很感动。
Every time when I listen to this music,
是他的那种、
I'm so touched.
他的内心的那种感受。
Because the deeper feeling of Mahler
让我想到的是世界上有很多像他这样的人。
Reminds me that there are many people in this world like Mahler.
在那种死亡和那种罪恶的纠结里面。
They are struggling in the death.
他们需要复活的光芒。
They need the light of the resurrection.
他们需要耶稣复活的生命。
They need the life of Jesus' resurrection.
所以今天我们做基督徒。
Today we Christians.
我们在耶稣复活的日子。
On Easter day, when Jesus is risen.
就激励我们要去面向这个世界去宣告耶稣基督的复活。
So we should be encouraged that we need to face this world and be able to or be brave to preaching gospel.
去到全世界。
Go to all of the world.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
在这个神圣的日子。
In this special and holy day.
你自己提醒我们，我们应该有的使命。
You remind us that we should have this mission.
我们既然相信你的复活。
We believe in your resurrection.
我们经历你的复活。
We experience your resurrection.
我们既然知道你复活对我们而言是如此的宝贵。
Even though we know the importance of your resurrection,
我们就应当去各地来宣扬你的福音。
We should obey your commission to go every place preaching gospel.
主，我们知道有很多人将要离开我们。
Lord, we know some few brothers and sisters will be leaving us.
但求主你自己特别的赐福给他们。
Lord, may your blessing go with them.
身上带着你自己复活的大能。
So they carry the power of your resurrection.
无论在他们在什么地方，都把你自己复活的光芒来照亮那里。
So they can bring the light of resurrection to shine in that place.
主，求你自己保守我们教会的每一个弟兄姊妹的心。
Lord, may you bless each every heart of our brothers and sisters here in the church.
让我们在你的面前有这种差遣的意向。
So we have such a vision of commission before you.
主，你特别的赐福还有在座的慕道友们。
Lord, I ask your blessing to all of the unbelievers or seekers here.
特别在这个日子里面来经历你自己复活的大能。
Really for your work on helping them understand your resurrection today.
一切的荣耀都归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.